Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I have to kind of wiggle it around and not do work while watching the Eagles.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Curtis Williams Jr. will be a handful for DJ Wagner. Go look at him if you think I'm lying.
And James Strebel.
Go with Christ and you suck.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If DJ Wagner, and not DJ Wagner, if a 6'2" guard is the staple of your offense, I'd like to think I can design some stuff to make your life really difficult. Unless you got Steph range. Unless you got just quick draw McGraw, just stupid, you know, ball skills, hops, you know. Unless you're going to run circles around my guys.
That was all day yesterday, Strebel.
I missed it. I did miss it. I missed it. I'll go through my journey as I've later on.
Oh, man. We were actually happy you weren't there.
Were you? Yeah, oh, I understand.
Just so we didn't have to hear it.
Yeah, me yelling and screaming and taking up all the time and butting in every 2 seconds. Oh, got one more thing, Andy.
There we go.
I get it.
All right, so we are hanging out at Winner's Circle here in Clarksville, Indiana, exit 2. Many ways to get here. Come say hello to us. We will be here for the next 3 hours. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. About 30 minutes ago when I got here, a guy did ask if I had any tips on any horses.
Oh, really?
I said no. He said, I don't know what it was. Horse, it was the 2 in race 5 at Indiana Downs, and I said, "Is your name Louis Rabeau?"
Yeah, are
that's
you
what
Louis?
I said.
You should have given him Louis Rabeau's phone
well,
number.
Louis said he was going to come over here, and we were going to smoke a heater at some point.
Oh, where is he?
Well, yeah, we'll go over to the smoking side, and we'll poke a pig, and we'll come back over during the break.
I saw
be
that.
Yelling in there. Where are you?
Are you guys there?
The break's almost over. Like, settle down, big boy.
We got to switch out.
Settle down, Tom. Tom Allen's nephew will be okay.
Tom Allen's nephew.
You like that?
I do like that.
So we're hanging out here, Winter Circle again.
I like this place.
Do you?
I do like this.
TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
You got all the horse racing. You got all the machines taking your cash money. You got a little bar next to us.
You got two bars.
Oh, yeah, which we'll have to dive into here sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And we are here for the next 3 hours. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. So today in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman producing today's effort. We will get to a weird Wednesday today, back into the 4 o'clock hour, if that's okay.
That's fine with me. I'm ready to go.
I think this is the perfect place to talk demons.
We're talking about Indianapolis, Indiana, Gary, Indiana demons today.
You know who's from Gary, Indiana?
Michael Jackson.
Rick Bozich.
Oh, Rick Bozich. Him too.
Really? Yeah, Michael Jackson is?
Michael Jackson's from Gary, Indiana. Yes, he is. So you got Bozich and Michael Jackson, two superstars.
Jack, can we get you to say
guess not.
Okay.
Okay.
So
there he is. Okay.
Is that just the delay, or was
no? It's not.
Or yes. Were you reading an email?
Avery was asking me something. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So there was asking you something.
Well, listen, I'm about to pull a Bobby V. Listen. It's about to happen. Now I understand why Bob did the state your business.
Oh, yeah, coming in. And
it's starting to be like 4 out of 10 times we go to Jack and someone's talking to him about something.
Avery, Pat,
Nick, and DeBoo.
I mean, who else is going to go in there?
Somebody at all times.
Yeah, Bobby's V's biggest culprit was Pat. State your business, Pat.
Jack, do we have to lead with nonsense from yesterday? I mean, what do, did you hear what anything that I said yesterday? And that's fine. I know you were watching.
I have not.
Late. Okay.
No.
All right. So let me just set up the show. We'll do a Weird Wednesday.
Yes.
Blitz coming up at 4 o'clock. Rick Bosich, WDRB, and a man who was born, I mean, unfortunately, in Gary, Indiana. Sorry, Rick. We'll get to that. We'll get to him
at
the 5 o'clock.
Gary,
hour.
Indiana, Rick.
So yesterday, my pivot was this. Here was my pivot.
Because
I didn't have you.
Text.
Well, I didn't have you.
Right. To be mean.
Yeah. You're the mean and ugly out of all of this. So I can't do I can do the mean and ugly, but this is not my topic that I want to use the mean and ugly card.
Right. Okay. Understand.
Speaking of the opposite of mean and ugly, look at Jamie Valvano right now. That's him.
Oh my gosh. He's got that nice tan skin. He's got a little nice little – he's got like the perfect beard, not like the –
yeah.
You know, he doesn't have to cultivate that. It just comes in like that.
Yeah.
He's looking good. His arms are toned.
He doesn't. His arms are toned.
They're very toned.
Anyway.
Got the gold chain. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
I'm
sorry.
It is what it is.
Yeah. These things happen.
So my point yesterday was – you know, we go on the air, it's me and Jack at 3:02, and those tweets from Travis Branham came out at like 9:30.
It was
9:30. So, yeah. I mean, it had been it'd been the back end of Diener and Blank into Maven and Rummage. And Rummage, I mean,
is he okay?
He's as far as I know. Yeah.
Okay, I know he was in Orlando when Hurricane Ian hit. I'm just making sure Rummage is okay in Disney World. All right, good.
Yeah, he did. I think he bounced on Twitter this morning to say it's okay. We'll get AJ Johnson and is it Isaiah Miranda?
Oh, Miranda and John. I've heard that pivot too. And I'll get to it.
Okay,
I'll get.
So my take was simple. That Strebel, and so I don't want to do the entire segment, the entire open from yesterday, but there are winners and there are losers, and everyone talked big junk. Both sides talked big junk, and Louisville fans felt themselves and talked big junk, and in games, like in November, like when the teams play on New Year's Eve in basketball, there are winners and there are losers. This weekend, Kentucky goes to Ole Miss, and if they win, we come in here on Monday morning, and the conversation is it's going to be a freakout by Kentucky fans.
Yeah, 5-0.
It's going to be a freakout.
Yeah.
Could be top 5-6. So if they lose, they're losers. And if they lose by a field goal, if they lose 31-30. We know what the difference is between winning and losing games.
Right.
And especially when everyone talked big junk, and we all had fun with it the entire summer, it sustained us the entire summer, that in this entire recruitment, there was going to be a winner, and there was going to be a loser, and DJ and or Aaron Bradshaw were not going to be playing at two universities. They were only going to be playing for one, or the G League. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
They're playing for one entity, and did you just need to hold it? If the L ends up being the L, do you understand?
They were expecting it.
Hold the damn L.
Yes, and hold it.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
I mean, hold the L. Strebel's has held the L before.
Kofi Coburn,
Jalen Duren, Paolo Banchero, St. Peter's. and he stood up here like a man at the Winner's Circle in Clarksville, Indiana, exit 2 Easter Boulevard. He said, come get some.
Yes, let's
you
go.
You understand what I'm saying?
Like right now, I'm taking this as an L. And I want DJ Wagner.
Thank you, Blank.
Blank's the only one.
And all,
Blank, and I give Blank credit on this one.
Yeah.
Bad things happen. Now, before they happen, he tells you they're perfect.
Yeah, everything's fine.
But once they happen, then he'll crush.
Then he'll be like, okay, it stinks. I was wrong. I wanted
By
DJ
the way,
Wagner.
I think Blank and Baker is getting no sleep the last couple nights.
Oh, really?
I think he's getting next. I think he said he got maybe an hour last night.
So he's one of the husbands that actually gets up with the baby, too.
What do you mean one of the husbands? Who doesn't?
You
know people that's women's work.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
You do. You know
yes,
someone
know,
right now.
Yes, that
when the baby's up in the middle of the night,
it's wife's duty.
It's women's work.
Yes, it's the wife's duty to get the. Not that's not my. Well, just so you know, that's not my stance.
Wow.
See, this lady over here, she looked at me like, "What's he saying over there?" Like, that's not my stance. I know people that are like that, but no, I know people that were
well, does
like.
Does she have a job as well? Now we're getting. I mean, or is she a stay-at-home mother?
No. Job as well. But you know, one of those the idea like, honey, you can do
it's a
better.
Touchy topic.
Honey, you can do this better than me. I'm just a guy. You know, the mother.
I see you using that excuse.
No, I was not.
Not in child rearing.
But there are other things,
but in just about everything else
painting
in your life
is my thing.
Yeah, you
painting
can do,
the house.
You can do that
honey,
better than
I just. I can't even spell my name legibly. Yeah. You can paint. I have bad hand eye coordination. Oh, I've done that before. Yeah. Just not on getting up with the baby.
Right. I was about to say lazy. Patronizing, all those things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that was my take yesterday. There's winners, there's losers, and if he goes to Kentucky, you took an L on this one. And the optics aren't good, the optics are bad, and I don't care whatever, kind of Milt was brought in for other reasons. I mean, come on, please. That may be the case, but,
sure,
he can also be brought in for this, as well as other things. And so it was actually because this one, Strebel, if it ends up like this, it was so cut and dry that there was a battle here.
Yes, they wanted him.
That, like, to me, it's like, I don't need any pivots. I don't want, you don't need to hear any pivots. Sometimes you just lose a game. Sometimes you just lose a recruiting battle, and that's all it is. And yeah, they need to go out and they need to get Miranda and they need to get AJ Johnson.
Yeah.
And AJ, I mean, otherwise they're not going to have any highly rated kids. I mean, if they strike out another time or two, we're talking about a class that is going to be built on Chris Mack type of guys,
right.
Number wise. And
four-star, three-star, borderline dudes.
Well, four-star, but we can have that conversation. But that was basically it. That was it.
And to your point of taking the L, you all, not all Louisville fans, but the people that built this up are the ones that need to take the L the most. You need to take even Jody Dimling today on Diener's show. I listened to a little bit of that on my way to my final conferences in the morning. He said that Louisville is still going to recruit DJ Wagner and Aaron Bradshaw. So you're right. This idea that they're just going to stop is that they want both of them. Particularly want DJ.
That's a good point.
They're not stopping.
No, he did say that.
They still want those guys. So this idea that we didn't really want him. I don't want to hear any of that.
He's
not a good fit.
Or he's 6'2",
or that he's
or
just
anything.
Okay on film. I heard that too. Well, I watched some film and he didn't blow me away, dude. He blew you away 2 months ago. You were saying how that Louisville was going to get DJ Wagner. He's going to come in. He's going to change everything. That was the narrative around DJ Wagner, Andy. He was going to be the player that turned it all around for the Cards and Kenny Payne and brought them back to prominence and kind of like the John Wall was for Kentucky.
We all
knew the narrative. He's going to attract big players.
We all knew the narrative.
He's going to attract sexiness. He's going to attract
sexiness.
TV. He's going to attract all these things. And for some people to come back out here on these airwaves, on these Twitter streets, on these message board streets, and then declare, we didn't want them anyway. When that's one of the things that you want to hold against Kentucky fans all the time. Every time Kentucky loses a recruit, John Calipari, whoever, I see on Twitter, I'm sure you guys didn't really want them anyway. That's what you always say. That's what you're saying right now. And it's embarrassing, and you're disingenuous at best. Disingenuous at best. And the thing is, Andy, it's not just DJ Wagner. It was Aaron Bradshaw, too. You should have seen how many tweets I got from people on Twitter. Every time that there's a picture of Aaron Bradshaw somewhere, you scared, Big Rig? Are you scared? Are you you worried? And then the whole time, no, I'm not worried because I understand the situation more than you do. I understand the recruitment better than you do. It was a Hail Mary from the start. The Hail Mary plan. And just so you know, yesterday when the first tweet came down.
Yeah, what were you doing? Because only had a few texts all day. I mean, you were busy.
I was very busy. I didn't get home until after 8 p.m.
Did you have to have any I know this is sensitive. Jackie gets sensitive. I mean, you have to lay some law down yesterday.
There were a couple. You know, like, hey, these are things that we don't lay the law down. It's like,
no,
here's room for improvement in these areas.
That's what Blankenbaker says after Louisville loses a football game.
An area
of improvement.
Yeah, areas of opportunity.
We didn't shoot the three well. The areas of opportunity.
Exactly.
That reeks of douchiness.
Areas of opportunity where we get better. So I was getting ready to go to take the class to their special area, and I looked at my Twitter and I see the first Travis Branham tweet of Aaron Bradshaw and DJ Wagner both come into Big Blue Madness. So obviously my mind went to, okay, but are they going to go to the other one?
Yeah.
I was excited about that. It's like, okay, they're both coming. That's good news, obviously. Then about 20, 30 minutes later comes the retweet saying, from what I understand, there will be no visit to Louisville Live or something of that.
Kyle Tucker said the same thing today on The Athletic. That's everyone he's saying they think this is it. In fact, Ben Roberts was on with Louie Nissel today and thinks this very well will be the final Aaron Bradshaw official visit.
And he could be even better than DJ. He could be the star player of the class, even DJ.
I still think G League is strong with him. But
I think Kentucky G League are neck and neck in this. No, I'm with you. But when that second tweet came out, my heart sank, Andy, because I wasn't going to be on the air.
I know. It was your moment.
I was like, man, I got so many texts and tweets and all this, that, and the other. And I was like, if there's any way possible that I could skip this, this is something that I would try to skip to go into the studio, but I couldn't. Like, there's no way I could skip what I was doing yesterday. But it just everything that they said, Uncle Worldwide West, Paul Wagner, everything has blown up their face. And now they had to reconstruct the narrative of Kenny Payne in the beginning of his tenure at U of L because it's all been blown up.
All they have is A.J. Johnson and Miranda right now. That's where I go that is now, if he doesn't get those guys, especially A.J. Johnson, it's a problem. He's got to get A.J. Johnson
now. And A.J. Johnson is the one that is interested in Texas and vice versa, correct?
Like, I still think, I mean,
I think Louisville's leading for him.
Listen,
I understand.
They are.
For right now, I mean, we'll see what happens. But no, Kenny Payne
just
needs this.
Just commit.
Yeah. Well,
what are we doing here?
We have what till November? I think November
is the early signing period.
Yeah, I think we'll have till November, and then it'll be done. It'll be over. It'd be great if DJ Wagner just dropped the mic at Big Blue Madness and committed there on the spot, and then we could all move on with our lives with DJ Wagner. But it just they had such confidence, and they were so cocky about DJ Wagner and Kenny Payne that is fun. They all got quiet except for the we don't want them stuff. Now they don't want to text about it other than we'll be fine and these players are actually better and he's not impressive and I watch film, Andy, and he didn't wow me. It's like, he wowed you in June, big boy. He wowed you when Kenny Payne took the job and you said we're Robin Cal and his cookies with DJ Wagner. Louisville doesn't take Calipari's cookies. It's vice versa. We take yours. And win the games on top of that. So
there he goes.
It was hilarious, the things I heard and saw yesterday come from the Louisville side. Just the revisionist history. We're going to rewrite the history books here.
Here is a caller. Have you heard this? A caller.
No, I haven't heard any callers.
A caller dissected DJ Wagner's game.
Oh, perfect. And this is what I'm talking about. Unimpressed.
That's not the whole. Is the computer still doing
video.
That, Jack?
Unimpressed. I'm like, all right. Well, maybe that one was just not.
Wait. Are you saying unimpressed or not like floored?
I wasn't floored. I wasn't that impressed. He looks like Anton Gill, but less athletic. Anton, you know, I'm not a basketball guru by any means. I am not Marcus Maven, but I've seen some highlights.
At least he admitted.
And I've thought, damn, that kid can play. And I watch him play, and I think, how is this the best the 2023 class has to offer? How?
Andy, when he came, you remember when he came and played at Louisville?
We did this entire thing yesterday. The AAU and Griff was out there.
They rolled the red carpet out. Louisville was like, here, sign my baby, DJ Wagner.
Sign the baby. Sign
baby.
He was athletic.
He was a three-star recruit, man. Anton Gill ended up in, what, three schools?
Okay, so Nebraska. Hang on, Jack, let's do this. No, Jack, be quiet.
Sorry.
Jesus. God. Can we also get to the bottom of why do our sounds start for 2 seconds and not?
Yeah.
That one was my fault. That one was just my fault.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my fault.
The computer just stopped again.
No, I couldn't even blame the computer for that one.
That's happening.
I couldn't even blame the computer for that one. That one was just my fault.
What I need to know is, are the other ones manual error or the computer?
Because the computer.
We cannot figure out. You swear to God on
I
that.
I swear to God
whoever.
On that. I swear to God
swear
on it. It's the computer. I swear on my family.
On your family.
Yes.
Okay. Because there were Stoop sound issues on Saturday that and set the computer. So I don't know.
Yeah, the idea of playing a full press conference on that computer is not viable right now.
Well, we're going to try on Saturday here on the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife UK postgame show around 3 p.m. We're going to try to play Stoops' press conference.
Jack, here's what I want you to do. Write in an email what it does so then I can relay that to the right people.
There we go.
Let's go ahead and do that.
Get that figured
instead
out.
Of every day messing up sound to where we sound like New Albany Radio.
Yes, New Albany Student Radio.
Maybe worse than that.
Yeah, what's worse than New Albany Student
every
Radio?
Every time they play sound, it plays for 2 seconds, and then there's 5 seconds of dead air, and then they play the sound again.
It restarts from the beginning.
Texas says, as a Louisville fan, I believe from day one Kenny will be a failure. He's gonna coach like Cal without being able to get the top recruits.
Oh, speaking of coaching like Cal,
Texter says Strebel makes me want to vomit.
Because I'm telling you the truth, is that why I don't powder your bottom and say it's okay, Louisville fans? You'll get somebody else when you talk such big bleep and called me a liar and I didn't know what I was talking about. Is that why I make you vomit? Is that why I'm vomit worthy?
Texter says, were there any yoga pants yesterday at the conferences?
I didn't pay attention. I was concentrating on grades. And conduct.
Jack would have hit the sound, but we would have had to restart it three times.
Yeah, restart the computer.
For the computer to play it.
Exactly, yeah.
He would have hit that's a lie, but it would have said, that's a.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
It started with all the way through.
Texas says, play all the Strebel sound where he doubled and tripled down on Wagner to Kentucky. Well, here's the beauty. Mitchell Hannigan reached out yesterday.
He's like, did he?
Well, he tweeted out. He's like, what are all the gas bags going to say now? And does anyone have any screenshots? I'm like, yeah, it's called the Dropbox.
Yeah, we've got tons of things.
I know
Mitch.
Someone who took 75 screenshots yesterday.
Oh, dude, there was one Twitter thread. I think it was the Branham Twitter thread. This dude was just screenshotted all these, like, Louisville radio people and, like,
oh,
fans.
Oh, no.
And
well, just, I didn't know this. Need to find that.
I'll find it. Yeah, and he would tag him and say, what do you have to say now? I'll find that during the break. It was great stuff.
We're going to have
some of our own people, obviously.
Texas says, I know dudes who have three kids and have never changed a diaper.
Yeah, I would believe that.
Texas says, AJ and Miranda are both five stars, just like Jim Bradshaw. Who cares? Thank you.
You should care
You disingenuous. Yeah. I know you're lying to me.
They are. They're all, none of them are telling the truth on this. There's not one, that little fan that called Maven and said, I was unimpressed, is lying. He's lying. He's absolutely lying. At least he admitted he's not a basketball guru.
Anton no, he's lying.
Like, good for you. Athletic.
Dude, I hope DJ busts him. He's going to play him in the Yum Center, Andy. I hope he busts him in the Yum Center. He's on their home floor, and they're all salty, and he's going for 30 and 12 or something, and just to Aaron Bradshaw dunking on people, a Dude Thero making people look silly, too. I can't wait.
You and a Dude
Thero. They're going to be booing DJ
Wagner. I love
Wagner.
How much you love him. That's
I do.
Nice. I know
it's
you do.
It's the prospect of a Dude Thero. He gave me a tease in the Bahamas.
By the way, John Salzman's here. We need one of these random tracks in Erie, Pennsylvania or something. We need a horse, like the three horse in the eighth.
That we
like,
can
we,
root
we
for.
Need something. Yeah, I thought Louie was going to give me some picks, but
where are you, Louie?
But his kids have been sick.
Oh,
Well, actually, he had the little lager tummy.
He had the lager tummy.
He went out I think, a couple nights ago.
Did he really?
Yeah, a little lager tummy.
Wow. Where's he going?
He went to a brewery a couple nights ago. How
Louis Rabeau did?
Yes, he did.
Oh man, I'm shocked about that. He had the beer bleeps.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Been there, Louis. I understand lager tummy. I'll get it this weekend at some point.
Texas says, has anyone talked to DJ? He doesn't do interviews. Where is the info coming from?
Oh, that's another one I love. Yesterday was
right. You got to get it from the guy.
Yeah, you have to get it directly from him.
We don't trust per sources.
Yeah,
around here on ESPN Louisville,
we trust secret sources that they won't tell us either where they're getting their information. That's another thing that I got a lot of yesterday. Well, there's other sources.
Oh, we got a guy clapping up here.
Let's
we
go.
We got a guy whipping his leg. You know what that means?
That means there's horses going.
That means there's a horse going.
Right over there.
Where are they at, Louis? Where's Louis Rabeau? Come on.
Let's go. Come on.
Oh, the three died.
Oh, no.
The three died. First time I was here, there was a guy who had the Michigan. Jack, you'll love this. It was Michigan State Northwestern. That was about the third time I was here.
Michigan State Northwestern.
It was football. I mean,
okay.
It doesn't matter what
they
said. This was at the end of the D'Antonio. Is it D'Antoni? I can't remember which one.
I think it's D'Antonio.
D'Antonio.
It was at the where his era was, and I thought he was a good coach. That was coming to an end.
Yeah.
And he was playing here with Northwestern. And I think the guy, I can't remember if he had the over or the under, but whatever it was, the opposite was happening.
Oh, no.
And he was already chasing bad. If he had the over was like 42.5, Jack. I mean, you know how some of those games were.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 39.5, and it was, you know, like 28-20 at halftime. He was done at halftime.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he had three bills on it. Oh,
so
yeah.
He just kept going.
He's crushing Miller Lite.
I didn't know there was a...
But you do.
You had the sports book in here, too. Yes, Caesar's sports book in here.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is awesome.
It's gonna be branded. They're doing some things. It's awesome.
This is cool.
Winner Circle
I like
in Clarksville.
It.
So come hang out with us. All right. So is this game coming up for Kentucky that kind of game?
Ooh.
We'll discuss that next. We'll do it as we hang out here on this Thursday on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Look at him right now.
This was the glory days, Andy. There's a national championship. I smell it. I'm sniffing it. It's coming.
And James Strebel.
Oh. It's going to be here sooner rather than later. Buckle up. Let's go. Let's freaking go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Triple's got a little Coors Light in him.
Feeling good here, baby.
He's feeling good.
Winner's Circle
in Clarksville, Indiana, exit 2. Even though Triple doesn't gamble.
No, I don't. This is a place I just like to come and hang out.
Don't want you to be just hanging out looking at them while they're gambling.
Beers.
Well, there you go.
I buy alcohol. Yeah. I watch a game.
That's what you do.
Maybe get a little burger. I see the menu of the Paddock Grill.
There you go.
Get
a little burger.
Enjoy a little Cats football.
Cats football on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Speaking of, directly following the game, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show, Strebel and Entz, they got you. First place to talk about the Cats after the game on Saturday, which I want to dive into here. Again, we're hanging out at the Winner's Circle here, Race Sports Pub. Come hang out with us. We'll be here until 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
A number of different things that I want to get into, including on the Kentucky side. I have noticed two things with the rhetoric on this game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Number one being everyone's picking Ole Miss.
Everybody.
I mean, now, I do know locally, like, I mean, we'll do our picks on Friday, not that that matters.
Right.
But right now, I'm still tentatively taking Kentucky. You are on Ole Miss.
I am. Yes.
You've been on Ole Miss and Kentucky losing this game since, you know, I mean, a month and a half. You know, it's been a little while. Nationally, just about everyone has this to be a close game. Kentucky loses, but they cover the 7.
Yeah.
There's a couple that I've seen. I believe Tom Fornelli was one of CBS Sports. He thinks Ole Miss wins the game by 10, which, again, could be a 3-point game. You can score at the end. It can be a cover. It can be a cover in the last couple minutes. I don't know how he has the game working out, but he has Ole Miss winning and covering. I know John Hale and John Clay both have Kentucky winning the close game.
Oh, watch. John
locally.
Hale does.
So we'll talk with John Hale coming up
in
about 45 minutes or so. And so here's the question that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that I've noticed.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of the Florida game.
And then the other thing that I've noticed is the winner of this game, it propels, and I think Chris Lowe of ESPN wrote this, it propels their season into big-time dreaming. It propels their season into fill-in-the-blank, right?
Yeah, I mean, Ole Miss could jump up in the top 10 if they win this game.
Oh, sure. And Kentucky would have somehow even more respect, and we would have the conversations of them going to Tennessee and playing Georgia. Those would be the two conversations that we would have. And the record, and my record of 8-4 would, unless they fall apart, would be about dead. I mean, it really would.
Something crazy happens.
I mean, unless they just fall apart.
Or Will Levis gets hurt or something bad
happens.
Yeah,
I mean, it could happen. But no, I mean, I think if you were 9-3 or above, you would be having the conversation of being right.
Yeah.
And so that's all. So I guess my question is a number of things. Number one, do you feel like it's that kind of game? And let me back end it with this, Strebel. We do this a lot, and this is what I'm struggling with. Florida was a really good win, but you guys know Florida's going to be a 6-7 win football team.
Yeah, the book is out on them.
I mean,
we understand what they are.
Let's be honest. They're going to lose some more games.
Yes.
Like, don't they play? Who do they play this weekend? I don't even know. I should have looked that up.
It's not Alabama, is it?
No, I don't think it's Alabama.
Yeah.
So, but it's like you know that Florida's not going to ever get back up to being what they were ranking-wise or respect-wise when you guys played them.
Yeah, they won't be number 12.
They play Eastern Washington this week.
So there you go.
So they'll win that game. Okay.
I guess what I'm trying to say is Kentucky beats Ole Miss. Is Ole Miss is beating them the kind of game where, like, okay, we can dream, or does Ole Miss start losing a bunch of games in the SEC West? By the way, there's a bunch of people who've got money on some race here.
Yeah.
Is this the one in Erie, New York? That's what we need to
Erie,
Pennsylvania.
Out.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, does it right now, Ole Miss hasn't played anybody. So if you beat Ole Miss, right now it is a monumental win, and it's a huge win anyway because it's a very losable game. Hell, you're a touchdown favorite, and then if Ole Miss ends up going 6-6, 7-5, which I want to be clear, I don't think that's going to happen, but I mean, their schedule, I'd have to look it up. I mean, come
on. They're still going to play Arkansas, Alabama, LSU.
They still have to play Mississippi State.
They've got a lot of hard games left on their
schedule.
I mean,
no, they're going to lose some games.
Absolutely.
And so it's that's always a difficult thing in the middle of the season. So I can sit here and we can do the rhetoric of what this game means, and if they, you know, if Kentucky wins, it propels them into another stratosphere. Maybe. Might be the case. What I tend to think is that stuff only matters locally. That nationally, Kentucky went in to beat Florida, and people watched that, and they respected Florida, and they're getting credit for that win.
Still.
And they're not getting credit like people are talking about a 6-win Florida team. And so, for me, Kentucky, again, It's all about having the respect at the beginning of the season. Ask our guy Bobby V.
No, you're right.
So since Kentucky had it at the beginning of the season, it could be further validated, even though Florida might be a 6-7 win football team, and it would be validated again on Saturday by beating Ole Miss, who do I think, I mean, I have no idea if I think they're the 14th best team in the country, but even if they end up losing to LSU, A&M, I mean, listen to the schedule down the stretch for them. At LSU, at A&M, Bama at home, at Arkansas, home Mississippi State.
I mean, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, they could lose all of those.
You could tell me they're 9-3. You could tell me they're 7-5.
Yeah.
So I guess right now it is that kind of win where you all are going to be having conversations that potentially for the first time are not stupid. That's how we'll talk on Monday.
Where you're talking top five. That's the difference, I think, between last year and this year. Because last year, Kentucky was in a very similar situation with those home games, Florida and LSU, like back-to-back or whatever that was, where they were 5-0 after that stretch, and we were, like, celebrating and having a good time. But they were barely creeping into the top 25. You said it just a minute ago. They started off the season in the top 25, top 20 of college football. So now their wins matter more because they were expected to be a top 20 type team at the beginning of the season at the front end. So now the dreams are bigger because now you're in the top 10. Now when you win against these teams, it's not just, oh yeah, you creep up one or two spots, you're 17th, 18th in the country, nice wins, there you go. Now you're looking over your shoulder and it's like, don't screw up.
No, that's not what it is. It's that, but it's also this. The old Kentucky, if you beat Florida and Ole Miss, sorry, nationally, even locally, but like, well, how good are they? They lost to you.
They lost to you. No, you're
exactly
right.
That won't be the narrative if you beat Ole Miss, and it hasn't been the narrative, even though the last couple weeks we have seen, going back to my original point, that Florida is a fine team, but they're not a top 25 team.
No,
they're not going to be.
No, and you're right. It was more of a referendum on the team Kentucky beat than Kentucky. In this case, it's going to be, look what Kentucky did. They went and they beat Florida after they just beat Utah. Look at Kentucky now. They go to Ole Miss at the Grove. They beat an SEC West team, which Mark Stoops has not won a game against the SEC West. I believe he's 0-10 in that stat since he's been in Kentucky. So that's another reason why it's a monumental deal for Kentucky. Monumental is a bad word. It's a big deal because you still have Tennessee, you still have Georgia. But if you win this game, it's another stepping stone towards Tennessee, which is the next big game before Georgia. So you win here, then you get Tennessee at their place, and then you see what happens. But for me, I'm flirting with going back and picking Kentucky to win.
Oh boy,
Andy, it's happening.
Oh boy,
it's happening real time. The more I read, the more I see more people pick Ole Miss.
Oh boy,
it's creeping in the back of my mind. I'm not going to fight it all.
Are you talking Kentucky money line, or are you talking Kentucky plus the 7?
I'm talking.
You're talking Kentucky winning outright. You don't care about the line.
What do we do with this?
Because he has until tomorrow, but I don't.
I'm battling demons.
He's a curse, though. If he goes Kentucky, I got to put the other way and go Ole Miss.
That's why I think I'm going to stick with Ole Miss. But just it just
you're
feels
scared of BBN
so much. No, I'm not scared of BBN.
Yeah, you are.
It just
you're scared of Ron.
No, because hell no.
Stand up to Ron.
I do.
Ron, are you okay out there, caller Ron?
Ron and I have a good back.
No,
forth.
You don't. He hates us.
He hates me. He hates you specifically.
He calls me a leprechaun.
He dislikes me and he calls me a wimp. Because I have the audacity to agree with you sometimes, Andy, so I'm a wimp. But anyway, it's not that I'm afraid of BBN. It's the fact that I hate it whenever everybody picks the other team, and it makes me think, because the same thing happened to Florida, because the morning of the game,
a lot of people had Florida.
I looked at CBS, everybody had Florida winning, but they were very split on Kentucky covering the spread.
Right.
And I see the exact same thing happening with Ole Miss. Ole Miss is, and they're even in a worse position than Florida, because at least Florida beat a top 10 at the time team. Ole Miss, their biggest win is Georgia Tech, and we see what's going on at Georgia Tech. So it's not that I think Kentucky's great, I just don't know if I trust Ole Miss to be good.
Ole Miss has a schedule like Kentucky's got.
We're going to be going
into week five like I don't know who anybody is.
Their first SEC game is Vanderbilt next year.
Taxer says rummage, presidential, wife, jacuzzi, this is the story of a hurricane. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what,
oh,
that's
yeah.
What...
Rummage got moved up to the presidential suite.
Did he really?
Well, yeah, no one's there because it's a hurricane in Florida.
But the Rummages are like, no, we'll
do this.
Hey, Walt Disney, we're staying. You give us something there, big boy. Let's go rise up from the grave, Walt Disney,
that?
And give us the presidential suite. I like that.
You do like that,
I
don't
do
you?
Like that. That seems like a Strebel move. Like, ah, the hurricane is, it's whatever. We're going to stay. We'll be all right. We would do that if we like got
you
to,
wouldn't be in the presidential suite. Like, no, we're okay. We're
oh
okay.
No, I take
we're
that presidential
okay
suite
with our adjoining rooms. You're about time where you're gonna get two hotel rooms.
Yep.
Big boy.
Oh yeah,
that time.
That time's coming. We're talking
Look
about going. We're talking about going Disney next year, and we're talking about two rooms.
Oh boy.
Yeah, yeah. We figured
you
we
and
had,
the wife in one room, the
exactly.
kids in another.
Yeah.
How about
we're
that,
do
Jack?
A little Epcot night, you know.
A little Epcot
a little
night.
Epcot night. Maybe bring Grammy along. She can stay in there with the kids.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
You
got to
make sure everything's locked up, though.
No, no, no.
The kids can't be walking in that room if things are happening.
No, you never know what happens. You get a couple Disney mixed drinks in you.
Yeah, they're only $42 a piece.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get two free ones, though.
You spent $84 plus tip.
Yeah.
You spent $100 on two margaritas.
Yeah, last time we had an alcohol milkshake. It was good.
Texas says, hey, round father, Kentucky beat LSU and SEC West team just last year.
No, on the road.
Texas says Florida played three top 15 teams the first 4 weeks of the season. Not sure we should write them off as bad just yet. That might be true. I just think
you didn't say they're bad. You're saying they're like maybe 6-7 wins. That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm saying they're more exactly 6-6, 7-5 than they are 9 or 10 wins.
Yeah, we're not talking about a losing record for Florida here. Those are two different things.
Texas says Lee Sterling's lock of the week is Kentucky winning outright. Okay,
oh,
there you go.
We'll have Lee on tomorrow.
Lee Sterling's 9-1 in the last 2 weeks with us.
How about that? So he's on a heater. Let's go, Lee. All right.
Speaking of, every time someone opens the door, you can smell that heater smoke over there.
It's drawing
you want to go
in.
Over there, don't you? It's drawing you
do.
In.
Every time I take
get
a whip.
Get Jack down here and take a little puff.
It reminds me of my childhood with my father, my grandfather, and my grandmother.
All three.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
You're even alive still.
I know.
How are you here?
I don't know.
Why don't you sound like Nick Valvano from a couple days ago?
I don't know what ended up happening.
You sound like the Independence Day.
Oh.
Goldblum's.
Harvey Firestein or Steiner. Yeah.
Made that uncomfortable for Jack.
Sorry.
Too.
Sorry.
Steve
I didn't,
Stein.
I
you got to go with one there, and you just got to be confident.
You got to stick with it.
You
got to
be confident.
Firestein.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah. But no, we used to go to. To Rough River, it'd be a smoker's paradise.
Oh, I'm sure.
A Rough River trailer. And go ahead, crush me, text on. You had a trailer, not a mansion like Chris Mack. Well, what's your problem, bum? I can hear it already. You smoke cigarettes at the lake? That's trash.
I mean, Streeple, no offense. You did do, we all smoke cigarettes in a trailer. I mean, what do you expect?
I'm already predicting it. I know.
Listen, you know when you give vulnerability to the text line,
I
what
know.
They do. They kick you in the face with that vulnerability.
Hey, I love that trailer growing up.
Listen,
we had a pontoon, damn it.
I forget which lake it was. Maybe Jack knows. Dawn, who used to work with us, they had like, I mean.
I think it's Rough River.
Yeah. I mean,
same
like,
place we were. Yeah,
yeah, like something. It's not a trailer, but it's just like a small.
It's
like,
a place to sleep.
Yeah, like it ain't Chris Mack's house on
no,
the river.
Exactly.
It ain't J.J. Watt's
it's
log
cabin. It's
not
the Spaldings.
Okay? You're damn right.
Now, that's a lake
that
house.
That ain't Ty.
Yeah.
That ain't J-Spot, okay?
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, I'm with it.
No, it was cheap.
I'm with
it's
it.
A place to sleep. You're on the boat all day, do a little bonfire at night, and boom, just go to bed. That's what we did. It was great.
Texas says Stoops hasn't won anything against the West. I love that. That was a text right after the LSU one.
Yes.
Texas says Rummage isn't staying in the Disney Park hotels. He's cheap. No, he's probably at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, whatever. Wherever he is, he's in Disney World. I'm not, so it's whatever. No, Rummage is doing it the right way. Staying on the resort is... that's what we're going to do. I don't like it, but, you know, it's one of those things that my wife's like, you take care of that, honey.
Texas says, I really want to come to the winner's circle and stand about 10 feet away from Strebel and make faces at him because I know he can't really do anything about it.
You can still do that if you want.
My only fear is he might poop in his hand and throw it at me like the monkeys at the zoo. No, it's Diener that has the issue with people staring at him when he's
yeah,
on the air.
I have no anxiety about
you
this
You have
at
no
all.
Problem at all.
No, I like being the center of attention.
Is that the name of the hour, Jack? I like being the center of attention. Yes.
It gives me powers.
There we go. Texas says, Grandma going to have to tell the kids why it sounds like there's a... Okay.
Uh-oh.
Texas says, Grandma's going to have to tell the kids why it sounds like there's a house being built next door at the Disney Hotel.
It's just construction. Just construction. Mickey Mouse needs a new mouse hole. Pluto needs a new doghouse.
Did you say Mickey Mouse needs a new mouse hole?
Yeah. Mice live like in the side of a wall in a hole, like Jerry and Tom and Jerry. You always lived in a mouse hole. I don't know.
That's not the way I took that.
Oh no! Yeah,
that's
like
not the way I took
mouse.
It either.
I mean, that's not the way Mickey Mouse needs a new mouse hole.
Yeah, like a hole in the wall that the mice live in. That's what the cartoon said. Well, what? I don't know.
Well, what?
I don't know where to go from here.
I don't know where to go anyway.
Yeah, I don't know where to go after that.
I don't know what to do. I'm waiting for the text line to catch up.
Refresh. Yeah, man. We can go to
There's
the
first
line.
One. Texas says, replay the tape. Rick just said Mickey Mouse needs a new mouse hole.
Yeah.
Yep, there's the first one.
Cut a hole in the wall and just where the mouse lives. It's all.
Stop
it's all,
with
okay,
the cutting
okay,
a hole
okay,
in
okay,
the wall.
Okay. I'll stop. I'm sorry. I'll stop. I don't know.
Oh, man.
The winner circle.
The winner circle's doing something
it's
to him, Jack.
I don't know what it is.
It's making him feel alive.
Yeah.
With the Sox and Twins on. Woof.
Oh, no.
The only people that care that game's being played are any players that need to hit some sort of bonus.
Right.
Or the people in here who have
money.
Hundreds of dollars on the game.
And
Rick Bozich.
Yes.
He doesn't care. They were eliminated last night.
So he's done.
Yeah.
So he's done.
Eliminated.
We'll have to ask
him
about that. Eloy Jimenez. There you go. He's good at least.
He's the one that's always injured, right, Jack? He's always on the IL. Yes.
Okay.
No, he is. He might be one of the best players in baseball, but he's always on the IL.
Oh, are you getting the – have you? I don't know if you'll talk about this later, but are you getting the stuff where the – like Aaron Judge – going for 62 is going to be cutting in and out.
Oh,
of the Kentucky
we're going to get to the whining.
Okay.
KSR is already whining.
I figured
don't
you,
worry
that was
about
on
it.
Your list. Okay, I just wanted to bring that. I figured it was on your list.
Oh, I just.
I know.
I mean, the text line. I tried to even move away from it, Jack, a little bit. I brought up other things. I brought up the Twins. Here's what I did. It's a horrific conversation, so I brought up the Sox and Twins, something that not one person in America should care about.
No,
should
nobody.
Care about are the White Sox and the Twins playing at 3:53
on a Thursday.
But you did say. Yeah, the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, Strieble,
I know.
How many times?
I know what that means. I know. That theater's right down the street. Exactly what.
Well, after this remote, we might be there.
You know what? We heard you guys talking about.
As long as you don't bring John Bowl around, you're fine.
Yeah, he'll shut us down. You bring John Bowl, we had to close up shop again.
I told you I know somebody who was going to go in there as a ha-ha.
Oh, that's not even like a joke thing to do.
They opened the door. Their grandfather was in there.
No! Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
Their grandfather was in there?
Gramp. Pop.
I would have a heart attack. You know, make it even worse is like if you died in
he
front
was
of
trying to find Mickey Mouse a new
That's the name of one of their movies.
I can't read any of these.
No, they're all bad. I know. Theater. That's the worst place to see your grandpa.
Texter used the word copulate on here. I don't
copulate? Wow. That's good. That's highbrow.
Oh, yeah. Theater X. Yeah.
You guys are
right up the road. Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's right over there.
What kind of hotels does Rick stay in?
Oh.
The hell kind of Mickey Mouse is this?
topless.
What about Caller Emily? Nah, yeah, a couple of those.
Yeah.
What a weird return from you for one day.
I don't know where
off.
They came
from. I don't either.
I don't know where they came from.
I really don't.
I missed the radio
Texas
yesterday.
Texas says, does Jack know what you guys are talking about? It's a great question.
Do you know yes. those things, Jack? Okay.
You can go to IU. God knows what happened there.
Dad, you know, absolutely. Oh, did you see the tear coaching article?
We can dive in. Was that an IU bash thing?
Oh, absolutely. It's okay. An IU bash. Well, or Mike Woodson was.
Nebraska, there was a former, I think, Nebraska coach. I got to look up exactly who it was. Went on a two-minute rant on Nebraska Sports Talk Radio about Tom Allen.
Tom Allen?
And that's what I said.
Two-minute rant on Tom Allen.
I saw it somehow on Twitter, and I was like, someone's bashing Tom Allen?
How? Why?
That's what I said, and I listened to it, and it's glorious.
Okay.
So we'll play that at 4:30.
Hell yeah.
437-9680, let's take a break. We are hanging out again at Winter Circle in Clarksville, Exit 2 Eastern Boulevard. Come say what's up to us, and we'll take a quick break. After that, Blitz, we'll do it next here on this Thursday.